With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swan.
Ready, set, please call me
Swanny. Tiger style. Tiger style.
It is our number two. That's Drive Time right here on the show. This shakes the Southland Clemson Sports Talk back at it. Hour two. First time we've tried this. And you know what? It looks like everybody's coming back in. So awesome. Thank you, man. That's going to be great to have a couple of opportunities for more people to be a part of the program by rebroadcasting some segments of the show over on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. 803-450-0086. 803-450-0086. Again, thank you to Roddy Jones for joining us in hour number one, which I recognize now in doing the show this way, you can also get a chance to hear some of that here in hour number two, which makes the program hashtag even better. So I am excited about that. We talked a little bit about Southern Cal and the job situation out there. Obviously, Roddy Jones talking about this Clemson Tiger team. And you know, he said, look, I think this, I think that, you know, when you think about Clemson, it comes down to what's their identity going to be. And so that to me is the thing that I think we've got to learn perhaps against Georgia Tech more so than you could against SC State. And that's the thing, like, I can look, we can talk about the opener against Georgia and how good Georgia's defense is. And again, many of you will say, man, but yeah, but we've seen this Clemson Tiger offense do so much more in the past. And yes, great. You can throw all of that into this ball of wax, including the fact that it was DJ Uiagalelei's first, you know, game as the guy. And yeah, he had to be the guy against Boston College. Yeah, he had to be the guy against Notre Dame a year ago, but I mean, this is basically his team in a lot of respects. And there is no Travis Etienne at this point. And so all of that into that Georgia game, huge opener, maybe one of the top defenses in the country, maybe the top defense in the country. And Clemson was not great. They weren't efficient. Offensive line was bad. But as Tony Elliott and Dabo Swinney have said, look, there's more to what happened in that game. Some of those sacks were on wideouts. Some of those sacks were on DJ. And some of those sacks were on the offensive line. So you have to take the experts, X has been, spurt, drip under pressure, of which those guys are not. You have to take the experts' opinions on this in Swinney and Elliott and just say, okay, well, chalk it up for tough opener. Made some mistakes. You even had Elliott with a bad with a missed play call, calling their own play in a game with a tight margin. You throw a pick six and you lose. That's how that goes. Then flip into the SC State game. Sure, you got a rebound. Yes, Dabo Swinney's talked about how this team was focused and preparation, ready to play. All the good things you want to hear. All the good things you want to hear. Except for one small detail. You can have all that great prep, all that great focus, but then when it comes to game day, when it comes to game time, you're still playing SC State. And there's twofold issues here. Number one, it's tough to gauge how good you are against them because you're just supremely talented. Number two, is your team fully engaged in that game as much as they should be? You can have a great week of prep. You can dial these guys in. You can talk about this is the most important game on the schedule. But when foot meets ball in Death Valley last Saturday, the other team on the other sideline is a lot smaller than you, a lot less talented than you, and you know it. And yeah, I think Clemson played a pretty good game. They were not as sharp as you need to be. They were not as efficient as you need to be. There were some plays, the interceptions. I mean, DJ's taking account for his interception, a bad one. And just throwing the ball too hard. That's something people have said to me for a while. You know, in the offseason, people texting the show, Swanee throws the ball too hard. I mean, on and on and on. A03-450-0086. Got a couple of text messages coming in. We'll get to those here momentarily. Just kind of thinking about the whole situation with Southern Cal, which we talked about. Would love to get your thoughts on that as well. Just a lot of fun having something like that to talk about, though, to be honest with you, this early in the season. The fact that you've got this huge job open that so many people are going to be interested in, I think. Big Mark chimes into the program. He says, Swanee, here's my top 10. Georgia, Alabama, Oregon 3, Clemson 4, Oklahoma 5, Iowa 6, Iowa State 7, A&M 8, Cincinnati 9, Penn State 10. Listen, I see some logic and reasoning in this. I mean, Oklahoma struggled in their season opener. And then, yes, beat the brakes off of what? Was it Mercer in week two? So like 76-0? This weekend, Oklahoma will take on Nebraska. Sorry, 76-0 over Western Carolina. It was Alabama that played Mercer this past weekend. But if you look at that Tulane game, 40-35 to open the season, you can kind of view it the way I viewed Ohio State and Minnesota. And I thought Ohio State coming out of that game, I thought they were vulnerable going into that game. I definitely thought they were vulnerable coming out of that game. And then after watching them perform against Oregon, obviously they're vulnerable in a couple of other games down the line, in my opinion. The difference for me is that Clemson against Georgia, who Big Mark has in the top at number one, I mean, it's a one-play game. It is literally a one-play game. And that was my thing 2 weeks ago. You could not, and people did, and I don't know how they get away with it, but you go, man, this Georgia team, boy, they really dominated Clemson. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Like, if you want to say Georgia's defense outplayed Clemson's defense in that game, agreed. If you want to say Georgia's offense played better than Clemson's offense in that game, also agreed. But you cannot tell me that Georgia was this great team and then Clemson was some like chopped liver lucky to be in the ball game. That's just not what happened. So I was kind of surprised. I'll be honest. I was kind of surprised this week that Oregon jumped past Clemson, I was surprised that Iowa jumped past Clemson. And really, I was probably as surprised, and even though Texas A&M was not convincing in their win against Colorado, I could at least understand that their starting quarterback got hurt. Like I could make sense of that and why that game might have been closer than the experts would have thought. But yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, Big Mark. I think I do believe that Clemson has every right to be in the top four as Oklahoma at this point. I know they're undefeated. I get it. 803-450-0086. 803-450-0086. Text line, phone line, be a part of the program. Again, thank you for hanging out and always sending us messages. Adam chimes in. He says, Swanee, I've always wondered what it would be like in college football just to get rid of the conferences and let the 132 teams play who they want to play or schedule who they want to schedule. Adam, that's similar to a comment somebody made on the show yesterday, and I'm assuming that's where you heard that. And the thing that, you know, I don't know that the big number has to be the final number. Like I think that you can go to 68 or you know whatever it needs to be. You know, I don't know if we're going to draw straws to eliminate whoever's not in, but maybe even have some kind of, I've always thought like the relegation might be a thought process behind it. And what that would essentially do, and look, I know it'd be hard because Vanderbilt and other programs aren't going to want to give up the money that you get by being in the SEC and to lose that spot to some other team that comes in. And, you know, maybe you have like a battle at the end of the year. You know, let me think how this could work. So if you take the top teams from the under division, let's say the top eight teams from the under division. So I'm saying we cut this thing off at 64 teams. I know that means we're going to lose some people. We cut it off at 64 teams. Maybe the top eight teams in that next tier down, that group of five or whatever's remaining, maybe those top eight battle at the end of the year, maybe the bowl games. Oh, well, what do you know? Old Swanee's coming up with a good one here, folks. So maybe those bottom eight teams from the Power 64, we'll call it. Ooh, that sounds nice. Nintendo's probably got that patent, but we'll call it the Power 64. So the Power 64, these are the major college football programs in our country. The bottom eight, whoever's the worst eight, they play in a bowl game. Against the best eight from the lower 64. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Just had to, I said it in my brain, but then I had to look at it on paper because power and lower are spelled the same. It's just a P and an L. That's the difference. Man, can you imagine what the logo could look like? It could look so similar. So the power 64, bottom eight, and the lower 64, top eight, play at the end of every season. There are four bowl games. The fatal four-way. And the eliminated team, the loser of that match, or game. Where's Howard Finkel when I need him? And new world heavyweight champion. So the winner of that game, the following season is in the Power 64. And the losers of those four bowl games are now in the lower 64. I'm never changing my mind on this at all. This is a beautiful concept that nobody can take away from me. And what that would grant is, let's say that you were, just hear me out here. Let's say that you were, for the sake of this argument, South Florida and Jeff Scott. Not a great program right now. But if you split it up and you end up being the top program, one of the top eight programs in the lower tier, you don't even, they at that point don't even need their own playoff system. Like, I've argued for years that they needed their own playoff system. No, you don't now. Your reward is the opportunity to swipe a spot in the Power 64. So you go to your bowl game, you play against Vanderbilt. Boom, you beat Vanderbilt, you're in the Power 64 the next season. Now, in year one in the Power 64, just don't be in the bottom eight. And if you're not in the bottom eight, then the following year, man, you're still locked in and we're swapping it. Oh, dude. I need to just be quiet right now because I need to call my lawyer. I need to patent this model. I need to make sure that this is secured under the proper documentation with the government. And I am thankful that I have not shared this incredible thought with anyone. Oh, hi. You guys are still here, huh? You heard all that about the Power 64 and the Lower 64? Scratch that. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. Yeah, don't buy into that. Actually, it's the most brilliant idea I've ever had on this show. That like, I really think that builds a compelling reason, a compelling, you know, target. Like, I've always thought that the smaller group of five teams needed to have their own league to get this Magic National Championship that they could put in their venues and go, look at the championship we got. Dude, what if you could escape? What if you could escape the Lower 60, whatever, four? We got to find 64 teams. Can we do that? 128, right? You guys say there's 132. Sure. Let's do it. And you essentially escape. And maybe you never go back. Maybe you stay in the land of where you can win championships or at least be mediocre. But you're not in the Lower 64 anymore. And what if you have a season like South Carolina had back when Lou Holtz was there and they went, what, 0-11? And you were deemed one of the worst teams, one of the bottom eight, and you got beat. And then imagine like some power teams. Like, what if Alabama had to be stuck in the Lower 64 for like 4 years? I don't know if coaches and players and everybody would go for it, but dude, for fans, I think I have just created the only model better than anything that Mark Packer's ever put together. I will put this idea up against Packer's playoff idea any day, all day, and all of a sudden, the worst teams in college football are getting into a bowl game, generating a little extra revenue for their program, hoping to hold on to a spot. It's like you got your fingers on the edge of the cliff. And you're holding on and you're going to, can they do it? Can Vandy stay alive? Like, I want to watch that. I want to watch Vanderbilt facing off with Tulane for the right to play in the SEC. Let's go. You think Tulane wouldn't want a spot in the SEC? Put the title on the line, Vanderbilt. Just sign the dotted line. Meet you in a cage match. I'm for this. Let me know. Are you for this? Have I gone crazy? 803-450-0086. If you are watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, am I crazy? If you're catching the replay on YouTube, comment right now. Is this the Power 64 and the Lower 64? Copyright, first in use, sign me up. I'll take it. Man, you know what's crazy? I don't even know how we got there. Oh, it was Adam. Blame everybody. Blame Adam. Adam sent the text. Adam, you did this. You did this. We hit a quick break. We'll bounce back with more of the Genius Program, apparently.
Now, Columbia's most dependable traffic, sponsored by Pope Davis Tire and Automotive, home of the best tire prices in Columbia, guaranteed.
Fox Sports Radio 1400 traffic.
Still dealing with an earlier wreck, I-26 eastbound near the Chapin exit, other types, Platte Springs at Cannon Trail and Zimmelcrest at Center Point. The 103.5 FM WVOC traffic tip line, it's always open, 343-1055.
This report is sponsored by the Ad Council. Attention thrifters, those awesome finds you get at Goodwill are even awesomer than you realize. Because as a nonprofit, Goodwill uses your purchases to fund job training and more in our neighborhoods. Learn more at goodwill.org. Sponsored by the Ad Council.
Radio advertising can connect your business with holiday shoppers wherever they go. Use iHeart Ad Builder to create an affordable custom radio ad right on your phone. Just click, listen, approve, then hear it on the radio. Create your customized ad today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Breathe easier in your home with Zero Res Air Duct Cleaning. It's the only company I trust to get my home insanely clean. Right now, when you mention this station, you can get $30 off your next air duct cleaning, plus 15% off filters and purifiers. Schedule online at ZeroResColumbia.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to bring tremendous stress to HBCU students and many social, financial, educational, and mental health challenges to communities of color. The UNCF National Virtual Walk for Education raises funds to support historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, and the students they serve. Join us on September 18th for a virtual experience in honor of supporting HBCUs and their students. To register for the event, please go to uncf.org/nationalwalk.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2073. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today and call 800-575-2073. That's 800-575-2073. Or you can visit us online at tra.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Looking for South Carolina's favorite country? You'll find it at 97.5 WCOS.
Clemson Sports Talk, Lawton Swan with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Again, thank you to Roddy Jones for joining us. So what do you think? Would my new CFB idea work? Would the new would my new college football idea work? Would that create compelling storylines in the back half of the year for teams that maybe otherwise aren't even being discussed? Like, I've always kind of mentioned that I think the bigger playoff would keep more conversations going, right, from coast to coast. But to me, this would also keep some conversations going at 16 other schools, right? So it would be, I said four games. That would be only if you did four teams in and four teams out. I'd, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moment. You guys know how I am with math. Like, I'm no Einsteiner. So it would be eight teams, right? I do like the idea of a fatal four-way, though, four teams swapping in and out every year. But eight opens up 16 other programs that are fighting. Now, how you judge who the bottom four are, winning percentage? I mean, point differential? I mean, look, if we can figure out who's going to be getting into, you know, the top seed of a college basketball conference, or, you know, when there's a two-way tie for, if we can figure that out, we can figure out who the bottom teams are. I'm all for it. Sign Swanee up for his idea. All right, let's see what Kyle, the honey man's back in the house. Edward says, I hope the receivers get on the same page. Edward, I think, you know, that's another problem that Clemson's got right now. Roddy Jones talked about shortening the bench. We'll hear some of what Roddy Jones had to say in just a little bit here on the program when we talked to him in hour one. But I think that, you know, you're getting Justin Ross back. He made several key mistakes in that Georgia game. Not really surprised that Joe Ngata's kind of been the leading receiver for this group. I'm really excited about that because I've been waiting since we interviewed Joe Ngata for the first time when he was in high school. You've been waiting for him to really emerge. Last year was just, I mean, watching Joseph Ngata last season go through the ups and the downs and being banged up and coming back and like getting one catch and then landing funny and all of a sudden he's back injured. To see him start this year the way he has, really gives me a good feeling. But Ross getting back into the rhythm of a season, I think is going to be very important.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then EJ Williams, who I thought coming into the Georgia game was a guy that people had forgotten about. You know, he injures his thumb. You do have a ton of weapons there. And I'm with you, Edward. I think you'd like to see all those guys really get in sync. And even more so, where if you are going to be critical of Tony Elliott and this Clemson offense, I think you got to be critical of Tyler Grisham as well, because schematically, when I watch games, and look, I am not smart enough. I can tell you, I am not smart enough as a college football X's and O's guy to know how or why coaches like Lane Kiffin, how or why programs around the country like Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, Ryan Day at Ohio State, how these offenses that to me have similar talent, just consistently have guys running free all over the field. Like, I watched Clemson's offense last season, and even to a degree, you go back the past couple of years, really. And yeah, they hit on some big plays, but when and maybe it's just bias based off of the fact that I watch so many more plays of Clemson's than anybody else. That it, but when I watch those teams, man, it seems like every four or five plays, there's a dude 20 yards behind somebody, wide open, catching the ball, going 75 yards for a score. And maybe that's just the, I'm a byproduct of like the highlight reel. And that's what sticks in my brain from these games. And if I watch these games, they wouldn't feel that way. You know, if I watched every play that Oklahoma played this year, I might not feel like they just have guys running free everywhere. But I promise, man, when I have games like Oklahoma on, when I have Ole Miss games on, I mean, I just feel like I'm watching guys just running free. Like me and the boys in the backyard back in middle school. We just go run some routes. Where's the defense, coach? Well, ain't no defense. We're just running routes. Like, I'm looking around at some of these guys. There's not a person in the frame with the wide receiver. Yet Clemson's wideouts look like they've been doused in Elmer's glue. There's guys stuck to them everywhere. Hey, you know, and I don't know enough about the principles of route trees and setting things up to get a safety to do. I mean, maybe some of that's on the quarterback. Who knows? But it really, you know, feels like some teams to have a high level of success in the downfield passing game looks and feels effortless, while others, you feel like they're fighting for every opportunity that they have. 803-450-0086. All right, we heard from Dabo Swinney yesterday. Up in Tigertown. They'll be coming off the practice field shortly as well. We'll hear some of that audio, and we'll hear some of our interview from hour number one with Roddy Jones, who joined the program with us here on the program today as well. So we'll get all that to you and much more when we get back. Stay with us here for more Clemson Sports Talk.
The biggest stars from all genres of music will share one stage at our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Coming to you from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Two nights of performances you've never seen before. Streaming free on the CW app and CWTV.com. And listen on iHeartRadio this Friday and Saturday starting at 10 p.m.
Capital One is a proud partner of the 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, bringing great products, rewards, and services to their customers. What's in your wallet?
Plus tags and title with approved credit. Call 888-320-6359 for details. JT's Kia is paying up to $4,000 over book value for your trade. You could even get nearly what you paid for it. I can assure you this is not going to last. And when other dealer shelves are bare, JT has the Kias you want. New 2022 Kia Telluride, Sorentos, K5s. Credit concerns? Nobody works harder than JT to get you approved. Come get the most possible for your trade right now at JT's Kia, I-77 at Killian Road, jtskia.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Hey, Gamecock fans, Scott here for Gamecock Traditions. Opening day 2021 was incredible, and we want to say thank you. Even with COVID delays, we were blown away by the support. We are really excited for you to see all the new merchandise, especially in the kids and ladies department, arriving over the next few weeks. Be on the lookout from our social media sites and our emails as we will be announcing many new items. Gamecock Traditions is located at 5134 Sunset Boulevard, or visit GamecockTraditions.com. Gamecock Traditions, we don't just sell Gamecock merchandise, we're fans too.
This is former Notre Dame quarterback Brady Quinn. Here's what's trending from the iHeart Sports Network.
Presented by DuckDuckGo.
After rallying the Raiders past the Ravens in a wild comeback win, Derek Carr did what Baker Mayfield couldn't. Everybody in the stadium knew Carr had to throw on that final drive. No timeouts, 37 seconds, two plays, boom, boom, game-tying field goal. Derek had one stud to throw to, Darren Waller. Carr makes real money, carries a bad team, and was the best quarterback to me. I'm Colin Cowherd.
What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business. And frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
In 2 days, the biggest names in music come together on one stage to make history at our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas. Cheap Trick, Coldplay, Journey, Weezer, and so many more. Don't miss these once-in-a-lifetime moments as they happen live. Listen live Friday and Saturday night on the iHeartRadio Music Festival station exclusively on the free iHeart app. iHeartRadio. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
It's sports radio done only the way Fox can do it.
There's always something to talk about. There's always controversy. And
you're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Showers rolling through the Midlands. If you're listening to us in the car, be careful out there. Thank you for being a part of the program. All right, so let's see. Clemson Larry chimes in. He says, Swanee, I agree with you 100% regarding how our wide receivers don't seem to be able to get open. I don't understand it either. Yeah, now look, you got to be able to throw people open. I don't think anybody denies that. I mean, that's a part of the success. But I mean, there are just some route schemes and things that some of these programs are doing that Clemson just doesn't seem like it's quite working. I don't understand it. I wish I was smarter in that regard. Even Dabo Swinney saying yesterday that number six Clemson, quote, needs a lot of improvement to be the type of team that they want to be. And we heard some of Dabo Swinney here on the program yesterday, or was that the day before? We hear from him so much this time of year, it's hard to keep up with, honestly. I mean, I'm glad we get to hear from him. One of the things that he did say yesterday, and I don't remember if I played this, but I will play it for you today. One of the things that I will say is that Dabo Swinney said he was asked about the guys playing in the NFL. And this little quote from him to me was really good because he talks about trying to keep up with it, and that his son Clay actually has to keep him updated. Like that's how he keeps up with all of what's been going on with the Clemson Tigers in the NFL. So here's Dabo Swinney. I can imagine it's a busy time of the year, but this is great.
Or I mean, Sunday, I saw just bits and pieces, more highlights. Sundays are long days, and some days I get more opportunity than others, but I didn't get much time this past Sunday to see many games. I get the updates, though. Clay usually fills me in on what happened that day. I know Nuke had a great day. T had a touchdown. I think Mike Williams had a big day. So I was kind of hoping that Sammy and Renfro would have a big Monday, and I did get to see, a little bit of that last night as we were finishing up here. And then I was trying to go to bed, and then I couldn't go to bed because both teams kept screwing it up. And it's like, who's going to win this game? Like, who's going to win the game? And so that was a wild one. But how much fun was that, man? And Sammy had a big game, and Renfro had a big game. Big John Simpson in there, you know, getting a start at guard. Trayvon. So it's fun. It's always fun to see those guys play.
Dabo Swinney there talking about the Clemson guys in the NFL. And I agree. Like, it is fun seeing those Clemson guys in the NFL. But, I mean, to try to pull it off and watch them all now with guys all over the country, I mean, it's incredibly difficult. It's incredibly difficult. 803-450-0086, 803-450-0086. Text line, phone line, be a part of the program. Hang out with us each and every afternoon. Again, it is Clemson Sports Talk, the show that shakes the Southland. All right, taking a look out, let's see, what do we got in the text or the chat today? Linda says, I'm late. I had an appointment. What did I miss? What's got Swanee all hyped, man? Y'all's texts have me all hyped. You guys are incredible and doing an awesome job giving me ideas and content. And I think it was Adam who wrote us. Adam said, Swanee, what do you think about, like, you know, I've always thought about like a taking all the conferences away and just having these teams play. Man, if you did that, you know, when I was mentioning it, I was talking about Vanderbilt would like to play in the SEC and not lose their spot to some school below them. But, man, I think you could create a system that would truly make it much more exciting for fans across the country from top to bottom. If you had a role where people lost their spots when it comes down to playing in the Power 64, being at the top. I mean, in all honesty, to me, that would make for some exciting and compelling storylines on the back end of the year. Something that everybody could tune into and, you know, like this loser leaves town match to me, like if you knew that the bowl games that are played on now, December the 18th, that you don't watch, you do not watch them right now. If you knew that it was a matchup between Kansas and Tulsa for the right to play in the Power 64 next year, wouldn't you tune in? I know I would. You know what I wouldn't tune into? Watching Kansas and Tulsa play in the Roses.com Bowl or whatever. I mean, I would not watch that. I would not watch that. But I would watch those two teams play if I knew that there was a chance that one team could elevate themselves to the next level and another team could potentially find themselves falling out of the mix. That to me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now there, and then from Kansas's, you know, standpoint, or the team that falls down, dude, you're probably one of the better teams, so you might get your shot back in it next year. Except it may not be against Tulsa. You might have to fight it out against Indiana. I wouldn't watch Indiana and Kansas in a bowl game either. You know what? I'd watch them if they were having to fight for the right to be in the Power 64 the following season. No doubt. 803-450-0086, text line, phone line. Unbelievable. Final segment's coming up here on the program shortly. We will play some of the audio that we had with Roddy Jones in hour number one, as we've split the program up today, and I think we may continue to do this. This doesn't seem too bad. Let me know what you think if you're watching the show. Would love to know your thoughts on splitting it up. This will give me a chance to rebroadcast some of it, and I promise you, I didn't promise you, but I told you that I was going to get my new computer over the weekend. I didn't. I let you down on that front. Sorry. I apologize. I will do what I can soon to get that all squared away. Hopefully in the next week or two, we'll get that done. Got to get some more lighting in the room, man. It's kind of getting dark with that storm coming through today. So be safe wherever you are. Again, when we come back here on Clemson Sports Talk. We'll hear some from our interview in hour number one that we had with Roddy Jones. Again, Roddy, he's a Georgia Tech guy, was not high on the Yellow Jackets' chances this weekend, taking on your Clemson Tigers in Death Valley. Sound like tough sledding for Georgia Tech in this matchup, in Roddy's opinion. All right, we'll come back. We'll put a big old bow on the show that shakes the Southland right after this.
Let me tell you who I trust to protect my home and my family. Modern Exterminating. Hey, it's Lawton Swan, and when you need top quality service from a team that knows what bugs you, call Modern Exterminating, 765-2315. They're locally owned and offer a full complement of pest elimination services, including complete pest control, termite plans, moisture control, and more. Check out Modern Exterminating online at pestfreesc.com or give them a call today, 765-2315. Modern Exterminating. They know what bugs you.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Less than 1% of water on Earth is drinkable, and humans are using it faster than nature can replenish it. Reduce the amount of water you use in the bathroom by taking shorter showers and turning the water off while you brush your teeth. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Come on down to Jay's Vape and Wellness Center. Open 24 hours with the best prices on disposable e-cigs. Like Bitty, $11. Cali Plus, $13. Jewel Pod 4-Pack, $15. Views Alto 4-Pack, $17. Big selection of glass water pipes. Roar, Mav, Illadelf, Puffco Peak. Flavored whipped cream chargers, 48 packs for $25. Huge selection of hookahs and shisha. Nitrous tanks, $60 even after tax. Open 24 hours. Jay's Vape and Wellness Center, downtown Columbia.
Hey guys, Lawton Swan here. I was hanging out in the backyard with my son Mason a couple of years ago, and he said, "Dad, you're the best father ever." When I asked him why, he said, "Because when I go outside to play, I don't get eaten up by the bugs anymore." Imagine that, me a hero, when all I did was call my good buddy Trey Powell at Mosquito Joe with their routine service plan, no more bugs and no more bites. Make yourself the family hero. Call Mosquito Joe today, 803-223-7916. That's 803-223-7916. Outside is fun again.
Hi, I'm Alicia Kaufman Quinton. My daddy, Billy Kaufman, opened Kaufman's Meat Plant at our present location in 1955. My family still works hard every day to ensure fresh quality cuts of beef, pork, and poultry. How about a tasty T-bone, ribeye, or New York strip steak? But to order at Kaufman's Meat and Place, just look for the signs near the intersection of US 1 and I-20 in Lexington. Call us at 356-0076 to place your order. Kaufman's Meat and Place, when you want the very best your money can buy.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio 1400. Online at foxsportsradio1400.com, on your phone with the iHeartRadio app, and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, an iHeartRadio station.
What have you done for me lately? It's a fair question. Just don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Don't forget history. Lucky for us at Clemson, the answer to the questions, what have you done for me lately, and what have you done always, are the same. win.
Final segment on a Wednesday. Go over to our, go to our subscription channel in YouTube. Go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. So we've never split the show up into two parts, not purposefully here on the stream. We did today so that we can replay the show later over on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So I'll see how that goes, bringing some more people into the conversation. I think, let's see, we go off the air at 6. We'll start that bad boy up at 8 tonight. That's about prime getting on Facebook time, wouldn't you say? Well, we caught up with our buddy Roddy Jones earlier today on the program, and because of the way we're doing the show now, this gives me a chance to get back into some of the things that we talked about. And I asked Roddy, about Georgia Tech and coming into this game. You know, is there anything they can do to, keep this thing, make it a fourth quarter type affair?
Oh man, let's see. Brian Brzee needs to forget his cleats in Greenville and then walk to Greenville to get them right when game time starts. Like, he has to start walking as soon as the game starts. Miles Murphy, he needs to get on the wrong bus.
Huh? It's gonna be that tough, maybe.
I'm somewhat joking, but. For Georgia Tech needs to make it a game in the first half. Like, yeah. I don't expect it to be a game going in the fourth quarter. This was a 73-7 game a year ago. So,
I still can't believe that.
Out and say, like, hey, man, like, I think they're going to play well enough to have it in to be in striking distance going into the fourth. I would be surprised. Clemson.
So there's Roddy Jones sort of talking about Georgia Tech. I also asked him about Clemson and what the Tigers need to do in his mind specifically. To straighten some things up. Again, we call this the Sewing Machine Edition. Here's what Roddy Jones had to say about that.
I watched the South Carolina State game until our game started, or really until we started having to do stuff. And I haven't broken that one down.
Yeah.
But I think this offense needs to find an identity. And Clemson has always done an excellent job of building their identity around their playmakers. And usually that's been a running back and a receiver. And so I think that you as much as they like their depth at running back, I think that rotation needs to be shortened. I think it's Shipley and it's Kobe Pace, and then somebody else is a change of pace, no pun intended.
Right.
so that you can find some rhythm and really get those guys some rhythm. Will Shipley needs to play football. He needs to be on the football field in meaningful time to go out there and make plays, so that he can get the rhythm of college football and the game slows down for him. And I don't remember how many snaps he got against Georgia, and that's a tough place to put a freshman. But now you're in the stretch where, all right, you got South Carolina State, as glowingly as I've talked about Georgia Tech. That is an ACC opponent, so that it is going to ratchet up in terms of speed. So get Will Shipley in the game and let him have a couple series in a row where he can go out there and play with brief spells. Make it clear that, like, he's the guy and he's getting spelled. Same thing with Kobe Pace. Like, get him two or three series in a row where Shipley spells him. Shorten that rotation of those two. And I would say the same thing at receiver. Like, Justin Ross has to be good for Clemson to achieve its goals this year. So find a way to get Justin Ross back into college football shape, back into college football, back being used to playing on every single Saturday. I think, a Joe, I think the world of him. Like, put him out there and let him go make plays. Ngata had a great game against Georgia. I don't remember what he did against South Carolina State.
He had the most receptions.
He has been the most consistent. Yeah, so if that's your receiver rotation, get him out there and let him play. Shorten some of those rotations, get some rhythm on offense, and let DJ stop trying to have to adjust to everybody who's rotating around him. Figure out who those guys are, go play football, get those guys spelled when they need it. That's what my recommendation would be for Clemson, because it's not one of those years where you've got the established goods. Like, you've got to establish those things in this season before you start to extend that rotation further.
There you go, Roddy Jones again earlier today here on Clemson Sports Talk. So you heard the crack of the lightning there, the crack of the thunder, I guess is what you heard. Didn't see the lightning, but man, a little bit of a storm here in the Midlands. I can tell our connection's kind of getting a little hitch in the giddy up as well. Sad face emoji. Thank you all, though, for being a part of the program today. Looks like I think we got everything in that we needed to. I did not, one thing I didn't get to are some of the big games coming up this weekend. And obviously things get going tomorrow with Ohio at Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, 8:00 on ESPN. UCF's at Louisville at 7:30 on ESPN on Friday. We talked earlier about important games for the ACC, and that certainly is one of them. And then I would say that last but not least, diving into the schedules as we get out of here, is the matchup between Alabama and Florida, 3:30 on CBS. Look, Alabama's looked fairly invincible to me so far. Again, it's still early. If you're gonna trip them up, if they're gonna slip up, maybe dual quarterback system, what they've got going on right now with Dan Mullen's squad at Florida, catching them in the swamp, crowded, big atmosphere. I mean, this might be the one chance outside of A&M that Alabama could slip up. Still early on in the Bryce Young era, that's for sure. I don't think they will, but I mean, if you're going to talk about slipping up, maybe this is the weekend. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you again for being a part of the program. Always good to hang out with you, and thank you for going over to our YouTube page and subscribing. Until tomorrow, as always, y'all take care now, and go Tigers!
Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swan on Columbia's home for sports, Fox Sports Radio 1400. Now, Columbia's most dependable traffic, sponsored by Pope Davis Tire and Automotive, home of the best tire prices in Columbia. Guaranteed.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.